Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We are live in the Ferrella Palatia right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves to spark up a sativa Candyland stick before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends that come around flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake out. Who? Hey, what's gigging? It's Pharrell with Carver. Hi, this evening. 844-843-6879, the number to get on the bench. If you dare, are you scared? So anyway, a couple things. A, the Sixers just beat the Bulls. I think it was 112-105. So I hit both ends of that. Philly to win, and the Bulls were getting 9. And I got to tell you, I mean, there's no denying that the Bulls have no one that can stop Embiid. Fair enough. He's going to just do whatever he wants, which he did. And he was in the 40s in this game. I don't want to get sophisticated with you. I think he had like, I don't know, 41, 42 points, something like that. I don't want to look at the box right now. I'm busy. But I know he was in the 40s, low 40s. I saw him go over 40 at the free throw line. So I know it was like 41, 42, something like that. So anyway, he not only couldn't be stopped, fair enough, but boy, did they just give him every single call. Oh, my God. Did you watch the end of that game, Carver High?
I did not see the end of the Sixer game, no.
Oh, my God. Here's the deal. Let's just be honest. He absolutely was stepping on Young. I mean, stepped on his face. He barreled through him one time that was so obviously a charge. It was so bad. Even the announcers, Rucco and whatever his name is, the former Cav, Richard Jefferson, he was like, oh, that's a charge. That's a charge. Meanwhile, they give him the body. He goes to the line, gets another couple free throws. He's stepping on people, throwing his weight around, charge after charge, walking on people's faces. He gets every call. And then my point is that Zach LaVine gets absolutely date raped going to the basket. I mean, this guy gets his head taken off, his arms chopped off, his hands broken, his arms, everything. Like, his eyeballs gouged out. He's got cuts on his neck, literally bleeding from his neck. I'm watching this guy get just mauled, scratched, clawed, gouged, hacked, kicked, smashed in the onions, everything, and not one call. He didn't get one call. Not one. He looked at the ref. He's like, what do I got to effing do to get a call? I mean, they didn't give the guy one call, and they give Embiid every goddamn call. That I mean, you couldn't. I couldn't even. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It is so bad. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius 204, Mightier 1090. Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench, Pharrell with Carver High tonight. 112-105, Philly the final. Embiid got every single call. Zach LaVine got no calls at all. Not one. I watched. I never saw him, like, go to the line. I don't even know if he went. Like, look, I didn't watch the whole game. I just watched the fourth quarter, which is all that matters. And all I know is, he took over the game, LaVine, and he gets no respect at all. You wonder why the guy has to beg to get an all-star nod. Why he's got to, like, have corruption at the highest level in the NBA to get anyone to respect him. Because it's the same thing with Dame Lillard. He gets no respect because he plays in Portland. And then you'd think that it'd be big-time attention and coverage that LaVine gets in Chicago. I mean, is Chicago not the number three city in the country? Is it not gigantic? Chicago's enormous. And they got enough trophies in Chicago at the Bulls front office. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. I saw this guy getting absolutely molested tonight in the fourth quarter of that game. I mean, this guy got fouled 25 times. He didn't go to the line once. Not once. The refs just are oblivious to giving this guy a call. I don't know what he's got to do. Pay him? Write him a check? Sleep with their wife? I don't know what. What do you got to do to get a call? Meanwhile, my problem is Embiid got 15 calls. He must have gone to line 35 effing times, for Christ's sakes. I'm sitting there watching the game. Just so we're clear, I hit both ends of the bed either way. I hate refs, all of them. I really do. I hate them all. I hate them all. I hate refs. I hate them. I don't care. I don't know what it is about them. They all smell. They smell like pigs. Pigs rolling around in cable. Down on the farm, Carver High. Well, I just hope that I was able to get through to everybody in terms of how I felt about the refs in the Bulls game tonight. They were down one. They were up one. RG Diakono had this huge steal and one. And they were playing their ass off, the Bulls. And LaVine started taking over the game late, and then the refs just screwed them. Boy, do we got a show for you tonight. All right, Pharrell with you and Carver High. So they're starting up the Clippers Jazz game. It doesn't get any better than this because Claw and PG are playing. They combined average 51 points a game. You take that out of your lineup and you lose. That's simple as that. If they're not playing together, if they're not in the lineup, if they're out with injuries or load management or whatever the hell it is, because they've missed the last few games, there's 51 points they average between the two of them. And they're both great defenders, right? All NBA, first team defensive. I mean, both of them are great defenders. So they've been out of the lineup. And like the other night, the Jazz kicked their ass. No PG, no Claw, no chance. Tonight, they're in the lineup. And if the Jazz beat them tonight, I think, Carver High, that legitimizes Utah in a sense that I don't think anybody wants to truly believe they're as good as their record or as good as they are. They remind me of the Steelers, right? The Steelers were 11-0, and everybody said they're candy ass. They're never going to win it. And sure enough, they lost five of their last six and hit a wall. The Jazz have the best record in the NBA, right? But does anyone truly believe, Carver High, that they're going to win it?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to believe in the Jazz until I see them win a seven-game series over the Lakers or even over the Clippers. No, I will not. I'm not a believer. And honestly, remember
even
like
the Nuggets.
Even the Nuggets. And look, they blew it against the Nuggets in the bubble. They were up 3-1, and they blew it. I think that Shaq had it right. What was that, like a month ago? Everybody made a big deal because Shaq was like shaking down Donovan Mitchell after a game. You know, he's like, bro, I just wanted you to know, you know, I don't think you could do it. You know, like, and Mitchell's like, yeah, whatever. I think Shaq's right. I don't think they can do it. I don't think they're going to win in a big spot. So they can have their big season. They can go win their, you know, 55, 60 games, whatever. I'll be betting against them in a big spot.
There you go. You bet against the Bucks too.
Oh, the Bucks. Forget them. I mean, you're seeing the true colors of the Bucks this year. They stink. And they're not beating... You think the Bucks are beating the Nets in a seven-game series? No shot. No shot. At least to me. I know the Bucks play better D. I know the Bucks play better D than the Nets. But I think when it comes down to it, when you're talking about guys who can make shots in big spots, give me all those guys on the Nets. Even Kyrie. Give me all of them over Giannis, who always hacks it up the last couple years in the playoffs. Never gets it done.
They could, I don't think they could beat them in, you know, four times. That's the thing. I think the Bucks can beat the Nets. You remember that game? It was 125-123, and the Nets beat them. That's how close they are in terms of the ability to score. I think the Bucks can score with anybody. I think they haven't played well the last 10 days. That's pretty obvious. Without Holiday in the lineup, they've looked terrible. And they keep losing games. They'll win tomorrow. Or that game's tomorrow, right, against the Thunder? Or is that game?
I believe that
it's tonight they're playing. It's tonight, so I haven't even looked. All I know is after they lost last night, and I said there's no way.
They're up 95-82 with like 2 or 3 minutes left in the fourth, so they're going to win that game.
It's right near the number, though. It was 11. I think it went to 10.5, right? So, and I laid it. I said today on Coast to Coast, they'll turn it around tonight. They'll beat the Thunder, and they'll cover because everybody and their brother's betting against them now because they lose every night. So I knew they'd get it right against the Thunder. And it's funny. How about the Thunder? They can take the Lakers to overtime 2 games in a row, but they get whacked by everybody else in the league. Go figure, right?
But, yeah, they suck.
I mean, honestly. So, and then what's even funnier is like Giannis will say, it doesn't matter. The world's not ending. Well, actually, it is ending, the world. But that's another story. Do you think the world's ending, Carver High, based on the amount of blizzards and the amount of ice storms, the amount of, glacier chunk breaking off, the amount
pandemics.
Of... I haven't even got there yet. Yeah, I'm just talking about first time doing tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes, typhoons, floods, and overall bad weather, which is just absolutely endless. I mean, we have literally, have we not had like at least 12 huge like snow events here in the last month? Have we not had at least 10 or 12?
It's brutal.
Okay. It's absolutely and then brutal. Did it not just snow for 48 straight hours?
Yeah, I don't even know. Has it stopped? I can't see out the window here. Did it finally stop?
I don't even care anymore. I don't even care. It's been snowing so long. So then, and then you add on a global pandemic with, the COVID, and then they finally get a vaccine, three of them, two on the market, one coming, that is, two shot, now down to one shot, and then God only knows. But the deal is that as soon as they start saying it's safe to do that, then they say, oh, we thought we'd tell you there's like 12 variants out there. They're different than the main disease. There's some ones that are stronger now that are floating around. So we may have to have you take 9 or 10 shots by the time. Like, is it not like crazy? It's the craziest thing ever. Like, I don't even know. Like, I said to 34C today, I did, because, we were talking about it on Coast to Coast. I was like, I don't think I can take it anymore living here. I can't take it. I feel like, and I'm not even kidding. It's like, I feel like I live in Nome, Alaska. Like, I have never in my life lived anywhere where it snowed like Noah's Ark. Well, how long did Noah have the flooding for 30 days?
30 days, 30 years, 30 months. I forget what it was. Right.
Well, have we not had snow every single day now for a month? An ice storm? One or the other. Every day for a month. Have we not? I can't take it anymore. I don't even, like, I'm not shoveling my effing driveway again. I just don't even care. Like, I told her, I've snowblowed it so many times. I've salted it so many times. I've shoveled it so many times that I just don't even want to do it anymore. I want to sit out in my driveway and drink whiskey and smoke reefer. I don't even want to. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm done. Either make it up the driveway with the truck or the cars or you're screwed. Good luck. I'm done shoveling. I've shoveled walkways and driveways and cars and windows and roofs and hoods. I just can't take it anymore. I honestly can't. I want out. I told her, sell the house. I want to effing move. I either go back to Huntington Beach, or I go to Miami, or I go to Vegas, or let's get a divorce. I don't even want to do this anymore. I can't take it. I hate it. I hate it here so bad. You can take your Islanders. You can take your Buffalo Bills. You can take your Steelers. You can take all your Knicks and Nets. And you can take your Yankees. And you can shove them straight up your caboose. I'm done with it. I don't want to live here anymore. I hate it here. I hate it dead. And I hate the people, too. I hate everyone. And yeah, I mean it.
The people's the biggest problem for me because, you know, I live on a corner. So I got a good amount of sidewalk that I got to shovel. And like, not this storm, like two storms ago when we got the real heavy stuff, when we got like, you know, a foot and a half, that was like 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago. So I couldn't get out there fast enough to keep shoveling it. So all I was doing, I got a 9-month pregnant wife. I got a 4-year-old. I got all these things happening. So I only was shoveling from my doorway to the driveway. I didn't do everything. And somebody had the stones when I was out there getting in the car one day to go, oh, you know, you missed the rest of your sidewalk here. I almost knocked the guy out right there on the spot.
Mind your own business, skinny. Get your ass beat. Don't tell me how to care for my driveway or my snow problem or my salt problem, you doofus. All right, Pharrell on the bench with you. So, you know, the thing is, like, people would say, can you believe this guy? Can you believe these two guys complaining about a little bit of snow or cold weather? I mean, let's get real here for a second. We've lived in this. I've lived in this basically for 20 years here. And then I grew up in Chicago and Pittsburgh, which are two of the crappiest cities in North America for weather. I mean, honestly, Chicago sucks. It is as bad as it gets. I mean, you might as well live in Minneapolis because Chicago is just as bad. I don't care what anybody says. It's snowing ass there, lake effect snow, freezing cold, sub-zero, brutal wind. I mean, it is wicked there, right? Pittsburgh, it gets all the Chicago weather going east. It's just so crappy. Cleveland and Pittsburgh are so awful. I grew up with just snow and misery. And then, you know, I didn't really care because I was, like, skiing a lot at Seven Springs, and I just didn't care about when I was a kid about weather. But I got to tell you, like, my problem with it, Carver High, is that, as you know, I lived in Huntington Beach for 10 years, and then I lived in Miami. So I like, you know, surfing, skateboarding, sunshine, bikinis, nudity, everything that goes with it. And then, like, when you live there for 10 years or at the beach and then you come back into this cesspool, I mean, honestly, like, I don't even care. Like, people are like, oh, the snow's so pretty. No, it's not. Okay? Snow's pretty the first time it falls, and then it's not pretty ever again. Every year when it snows, the one time, the first time of the year, you get like a snow, like a 2 or 3 inches, and everybody's like, oh, it's so beautiful. Look at it. It's stuck to the trees. I love you. But the reality is that from that point forward, snow sucks. And then I had a guy tell me the other day, he said, I love the snow. I'm like, screw you, dude. You don't love the snow. Stop telling yourself that. No one likes snow. You know, where they like snow is in, you know, Breckenridge and Steamboat and, you know, Aspen and Vail and Park City and Alta and Mammoth and Tahoe. That's where they ski. That's where they ski, and they love snow, right? Everywhere else, snow sucks. Okay, and bad weather, freezing cold, snow, ice. Look at the people in Texas. Do they look like they like snow? No, they don't. And so after 20 years here, you've lived here. Have you not lived here your whole life in Long Island, Carver High? You lived here your whole life.
Whole life.
Aren't you sick of it? Like, yes. Just absolutely sick and tired of it. Like, the snow, the wet, the boots, the water all over the garage, the you track it in the house, and then you take your shoes off, and you step in the wet, cold snow pile with your sock on, and then you got to change socks. It just, everything about it sucks.
Miserable.
What is good about snow? Tell me what it is.
There's absolutely nothing good about it. And I haven't liked snow since, like, you know, I stopped going, like, you know, to high school. Because when you're a kid and you're in school, it's great because you think, oh, it's a day off. You know, that's all that snow. Now, snow's just work. Snow's just straight work. It's a problem. That's all it is. When you're older, snow is a problem. That's all it is.
That's all it is. It's an effing problem. It's not even a problem. It's an effing problem. So I said today to you on Coast to Coast, like, I'm ready. I'm done with it. I'm ready to move. I'm not even kidding. I threw a fit today in my garage. I started slamming things and cussing, and she came out, and she's like, what's the matter? And I'm like, everything. Everything's the matter. I hate it here. I want to leave. I'm done with it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I can't even tell you. Like, I'm not joking right now. Like, 20 years of this ass, and I'm done. Like, I can't get out of here fast enough. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, it might end my career. You think I'm kidding? Do I look like I'm kidding? I just don't. It's not worth it. Who wants to live their life like this? Honestly, every day, it's just 5, 10, 15 inches of snow. I want to kill myself. I can't take it anymore. I mean, I'm not even kidding. I'm sick and tired of it. I went out today. There was 10 inches of snow in my car, and I just cleaned it last night. There was nothing. I get up. There's 10 more inches. I can't take it anymore. I mean, honestly. And, you know, I just want to be on a Caribbean island right now smoking a fatty. That's it. I'm done. I'm not even kidding. When you said today, let's all move to Vegas, I said that to my wife. I go, let's go to Vegas. She's like, I'm not moving to Vegas. I hate you. And I'm like, okay, well then we should figure out a way to end this or make it work a different way. I can't take it, honestly. It's ruined me. Like, I was out tonight shoveling so that I could have food delivered to my house, because she's like, you can't just leave the walkway filled with 10 inches of snow with the guy bringing the food. So there I am for an hour scraping just 7 million piles of snow out of the way. And then the guy comes and he walks up my driveway and hands it to me as I'm standing there with a shovel. What's the difference? He never went through the walkway. I did it all for no reason. I'm soaking wet. Oh, my God. I did all that, and then, you know, she had to eventually just have relations with me just to calm me down. I had, there was just no getting around it. I was so mad and livid and angry and bitter, and then she knew what to do. She had to go into, you know, alternative planning. Relations. We had relations. The kids were gone. Kids went out. They're gone. When the kids are gone, when the mice are away to... What is it? The cat's away to mice will play. I mean, it was all happening tonight, Carver High. All of it was happening. Later on the show, your boy Joe Lisi will join us to talk college rack on Saturday and Sunday. By the way, on today's Coast to Coast, I gave out like at least 6 games for Saturday and Sunday, like 4 for Saturday and 2 for Sunday. I believe firmly all 6 of those bets will hit. I don't remember them, but I think they'll all hit. I remember a couple of them that were really good. They're all the big games. Sunday, the Ohio State-Michigan game. And then there's one other one. What was it? Iowa and Penn State or something like that. Who was Penn State playing?
Iowa. Iowa-Penn State on Sunday.
Iowa's going to kick their ass. And then Saturday.
Kansas tomorrow? Texas Tech.
I'm going upset there. Kansas. Because they're dogs in that one. Right? I think they are getting 2.
Yeah, I believe so.
So, do you remember any of the other ones? By the way, I took Ohio State Sunday as well over Michigan.
We got Duke, Virginia tomorrow night. You got Duke, Virginia, UConn, Villanova.
That now let's face facts. If Virginia is going to be a three seed, which is everyone is saying that's what they're going to be, at least a two or a three, right? I mean, they are. So, and I don't even think they deserve it, but they're going to be a two or a three. And that means they should kick Duke's ass, right? I mean, what is Duke doing besides nothing? I mean, so there you go. And then I don't remember the other games I gave you, but I went with Virginia. But anyway, I'll look at games later with your boy Joe Lisi, our go for the two. Your boy go for the two is on tonight. We haven't talked to him in a while. When's the last time I talked to him? Like, I mean, when there were bowl games, right?
Probably just at the end of the college football season. And then we said we would regroup for college rack because Lisi loves college rack, and he does in-game live on Saturdays and Sundays during college rack now.
I love Joe. He's a great guy, great talent. I like him a lot. He's awesome. And does he do any of it with our boy Joe Ranieri?
He does. Saturdays from 2 to 4. The Joes.
What?
Ranieri and Lisi, 2 to 4 on Saturday.
Cup of Joes?
That's it, baby. It's some scene. You got to see the two of them, too, Scotty. Flip it on for a little bit tomorrow. You got to see these guys.
From 2 to 4?
Yeah, it's wild. Ranieri and Lisi is wild together.
All right. Well, I'm fans of both of those guys. I like them a lot. They're really cool. Sports Grid has a bunch of cool people working there that I like doing shows with. Smitty, Dane, Martinez, Am I missing anyone? Joe Ranieri, Joe Lisi.
KW.
KW I have on a lot. Ariel I have on a lot. There's a lot of cool people that work there. And, Blue Line Kurtz and our boy Blue. I like Mike Blewett. He's a Steeler fan. I would never leave him off the dais if there was a party. He'd always
Craig
be on
Mish.
The dais with me.
Craig
oh,
Mish.
God. Craig Mish. Craig Mish is Biff. Did you know that? He's actually, I call him Biff because he's always breaking stories about the Marlins and other baseball news. He's always breaking stories. So he's always like, he knows the future. He's always like telling you something that's going to happen in an hour. And then it happens.
Grays Sports Almanac. Grays Sports Almanac. Back to the future.
Yeah. So you follow. Do you think it'll catch on? Calling because I tweeted that out that Craig
you gotta be a Back to the Future fan to know that. I love Back to the Future, so that's why I can grab onto that fairly quickly, but some of the youngins might not.
We don't care about the youngins.
Well, that's the thing. That's the good thing.
we just don't care about them. When we come back, I'm going to spend some time talking about Kellen Winslow Jr. Do you remember his Hall of Fame father? Well, the son didn't turn out like the father. Hi, right, Pharrell on a bench with you. Good to have you with us on a pain-free Friday. I'm doling out minutes on the mahogany. 844-843-6879 is the number. Again, toll-free. You don't have to pay. 844-843-6879. So this is just so creepy, this story. I remember when it happened, but I just want to refresh everyone's memory. Former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow II agreed to a 14-year prison sentence today in Vista, California, for raping a homeless woman and assaulting two other women. He agreed to changes to a previous guilty plea in order to avoid an 18-year sentence. Instead, he got 14 years. In 2019, he was convicted of raping a 58-year-old homeless woman in Encinitas. Facing a retrial on other charges, he later pled guilty to raping an unconscious teenager in 2003. And then in 2018, sexual battery of a 54-year-old hitchhiker in Encinitas. I mean, what in God's name? The plea that capped his sentence at 18 years. Today, a San Diego Superior Court judge approved a change in his plea. The sexual battery plea was replaced with a guilty plea to assaulting the hitchhiker with the intent to commit rape. That brought the sentence down to 14 years, and then he'll be sentenced March 3rd. I mean, why didn't they just take care of it today? I mean, really? They're going to hook up again on, you know what I mean? They had it all figured out, and then they decided to break for lunch and come back on March 3rd. I just don't understand. They knock it down from 18 to 14, and then that's his plea, and then he'll be sentenced on March 3rd. What's the point of that? Is that did taxpayers pay for that double day in court? I mean, just put him in today. Like, honestly, just get rid of him today. I don't understand this thing. His sentence had been scheduled for last year, but it was postponed because of court closures caused by coronavirus. He was drafted by the Browns in 04, spent four seasons with the team, being named to the Pro Bowl in 07. He also played for the Buccaneers, Patriots, and Jets. His last season was 2013. Of course, he's the son of Hall of Fame tight end Kellen Winslow Sr., who spent nine seasons with the Chargers. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, being Kellen Winslow Sr. and you're in the Hall of Fame and your kid follows in your footsteps, makes it to the NFL, is out of the NFL within, you know, whatever. I mean, this started in 18, so in 5 years he was gone, right? So 5 years, I could be wrong, but it sounds like four or five years tops that he played. I'm not interested in exact time here. All I know is when he quit playing football, he went around raping people. I mean, honestly, can you imagine? It's so heinous, I can't even keep track of it. He rapes a 58-year-old homeless woman. What in God's name is happening there? Can you even explain that to me? I mean, what prompts you? I need to know, Carver High, what in God's name prompts you to go out scavenging for some homeless chick and raping a 58-year-old homeless woman? You have to be so demented. You have to be so sick in your head. I don't care what anybody says. Listen, you can say whatever you want. You're sick in the head, okay? When you, who does that? I've never heard of that before. I've heard of everything. I've heard of every crime. I've seen it all. I live in New York City. I mean, we have more crime here than you can even shake a stick at. I mean, when you turn on the news here, we don't lead with the weather. We lead with murder, okay? And I mean, we really do it here. We got people blowing people's heads off, and then we got people shoving people in front of trains. There's no messing around here. But you know what we don't read about? I've never read about some, I really haven't read about some former football star raping homeless women. I mean, honestly. And then the guy wasn't even done there. He went and he pled guilty to raping an unconscious teenager in 03. That's long before, I mean, this guy was drafted in 04. So in 03, he was still in college. I mean, that's what that means, right? Carver High? In 03, pled guilty to raping an unconscious teenager. That's probably when his string of rapes started in 03. And then in 18, he raped a 54-year-old hitchhiker. And, I mean, this guy, he loves Encinitas, apparently, because he did the 58-year-old homeless woman there, and then he did a hitchhiker there as well in their mid-50s. Can you even explain that to me? How in God's name, what the hell happened to that kid that he has this high school, college career, D1, Bloom, gets drafted in the NFL, plays for three or four teams, and then starts raping people? Like, what happened there? Now, are you going to tell me, is the next thing I'm going to hear, Carver High, that he's got CTE? And he hit his head so many times, he was a mess, so he you know, stopped playing football and started raping people? I mean, honestly, can you even make this stuff up? This stuff's so heinous that, I mean, there's really only one way to describe it, right? Like, listen, this is not stuff either that I'm, like, making up. I'm not, like, you know, this isn't alleged, okay? This is, he did it, and he's going to jail. He did it, and he pled guilty to all of it because he did all of it. You know, everybody's all like, be careful what you say. I'm not careful what I say when they're going to jail for doing it. When you admit and you plead and you are guilty and you admit it and you've done it and you're going to be sentenced and go to jail and you got 18 and you're getting 40. First of all, I find it shocking. I find it appalling. And I'm far from... you know, knowing the inside skinny here, but I'm not in San Diego, but I'm on the air in San Diego. And, I'll tell you what, I can't believe he got 14 years. How do you rape a homeless woman in Encinitas that's 58, a hitchhiker that's 54, and then you rape a teenager that's unconscious in 03, and all you get is 14 years? Jesus. I mean, if you're only going to get 14 years, you might as well pluck three or four more. I mean, he's a serial rapist, right? I mean, can you, Carver, can you even try to explain it to me? And don't even tell me I'm wrong. How in God's name do you do that to three people and you only get 14 years? What is wrong with the judge or the judicial system or the justice in that courthouse in San Diego? Explain to me how you can rape an unconscious teenager and then rape two women, a homeless woman and a hitchhiker, and you get 14 years. Explain that to me. I mean, honestly, because, you know, where I come from, he deserves 30 years. I mean, how do you rape three people and you get 14 years? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he might as well have killed them too, because 14 years is like having lunch compared to what your crimes are. Is it not? Am I crazy? Am I crazy to say that? Because I think the guy deserves 30 years. Forget about 14. 14's that's like, I mean, he must have a hell of a lawyer because he just got off on all this stuff. 14 years. I mean, this guy will be out. He'll be out in 7 years. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, I read this story. I wanted to puke. Carver, can you even explain it to me? Or you want no part of it? He just...
Wow.
I want no part of three rapes. I'm not a lawyer.
There's no explaining this. It's embarrassing, the 14 years thing. That's ridiculous. And when you have the type of pattern that we're speaking to here, especially one that starts way back in 03 all the way to up here, I guarantee you that there's a good chance that there's a couple in the middle that nobody's come forward about. Because I guarantee you, if you got a couple like that,
right,
I bet you there's a few more that have been nobody has come forward on. So
right.
I'm with you. 14, the dude should never be out. I mean, that's as far as I'm – he should never be out.
Listen. You said it. I said before, he's a serial rapist. When you do three, you're a serial rapist. And then if you're right, I bet there's five more at least that they have no clue about yet. And I won't be surprised they come around again, circle the wagons, come around again and pin a few more on him by the time he's done. You know, he'll probably brag about a couple more in prison to his cellmate, and the cellmate will narc, and he'll get out. He'll get 3 or 4 years scraped off his sentence. I mean, I can't even believe it. Can you imagine, seriously, being his father, the Hall of Famer? Can you imagine? Like, I can't even fathom.
No.
Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, could you even fathom that being your son? And he did that to you? You know what I mean? Like, what would you do? I just don't understand that. I mean, like, I would just be like, I don't know what to, you know, do you stand by him? Do you give up on him? What do you do? Like, how do you get over that ever? How do you ever deal with that? I just don't understand that. I really don't. I don't know how you'd ever. Oh, my God. You know, it's just unbelievable to me. You can't even make this stuff up. Like, if I were him, like, oh, my God. What do you do when your son ends up doing something like that? I don't know how you deal with it. How do you comprehend that? How do you even approach that? And what does he go visit him in prison and talk to him about it? It sounds to me like the kid was really sick or something. Like, you got to be demented, don't you, in some capacity to do these things? Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's where I come from. That's the side of the river I come from. I'm just, you know, you start multiple rapes. I don't care who you are. You got something wrong with you. And don't even tell me I'm wrong either. What are you going to argue with me about it? I mean, like, seriously, this guy, the teenager, the homeless lady, a hitchhiker, like, you can't even make this stuff up. It's so heinous. This stuff's like Son of Sam. This is like your boy Manson. Like, I can't even, like, what is going on? I it's so demented to me. Like, when I saw that story tonight that he got 14 years, I'm like, man, that's a hell of a lawyer you got, bro. Maybe that's what his dad got him, a great lawyer. How do you do that to three people and you get 14 years? Jesus, what is wrong with the world? Honestly, they should do these politicians, put them in prison. Just got a text from Carver High in the break. He's like, you think... Well, let me read it to you. You think you've talked about the rape long enough? I was like, well, listen, I
want to know. Hey, you know, Jets up 1-0 over the Canucks and after one period of play out in Vancouver. Let's go.
Well, at least, Well, at least the story's about a famous football family and a Hall of Famer son who played in the NFL and threw it all away to become a serial rapist. At least, you know, I'm glad I kept it in, you know, in the sports family.
It's got juice. There's no doubt about that. It's got juice.
That's demented, man. That is some demented shack. I'll tell you what. Timberwolves, how about the T-Wolves leading the Raptors 73-68 with 7.5 to go in mini. And the Clippers are up 53-40 on the Jazz with 3:11 left in the second. Claw's got 10. And three dimes. The Magic upset the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, 124-120. The Nuggets blew out the Cavs, 120-103. Did you see Murray's game? He had a 50-piece. Murray, 50 points, 8 of 10 from 3, 21 of 25 from the floor. Jesus. 6 boards, 2 dimes. Your boy Jamal Murray with a 50-piece tonight. Almost perfection from the floor. He missed 4 shots. That was it. That is a hell of a performance. You got to admit. That kid can flat out play, too. I mean, honestly, look at all these kids that play at Kentucky for Calipari, what they turn into. Honestly, they all turn into great pros. Even IQ quickly for the Knicks is exciting. Every kid that plays there turns into a winner. They really do. Even Nerlens Noel's blocking shots and putting dunks in, put back dunks. The Sixers win. They don't cover. 112-105 over the Bulls. Celtics winners big over the Hawks. Grizzlies big over the Pistons. Bucks, they cover against the Thunder. And the Suns beat the Pelicans.